This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the Bima Sakhi Yojana at Panipat in Haryana today. The scheme aims to promote financial literacy and insurance awareness among women. This initiative of Life Insurance Corporation of India, LIC, will empower women aged 18 to 70 years who have passed class 10th by providing specialized training and a stipend for the first 3 years. The Prime Minister also distributed appointment certificates to prospective Bima Sakhis. Addressing the gathering, Prime Minister Modi said, "Insurance for all is a key part of social security and crucial in eradicating poverty." The Prime Minister said, "Women have played a crucial role in taking the banking services to the villages." Mr. Modi said, "His government has taken unprecedented steps for women empowerment in the last 10 years." The Prime Minister said, "It is important that women get ample opportunities to become empowered and move forward." Prime Minister Modi also laid the foundation stone of the main campus of Maharana Pratap Horticultural University in Karnal. Earlier today, the Prime Minister visited Rajasthan and inaugurated the three-day Rising Rajasthan Global Investment Summit in Jaipur. Speaking at the event, Mr. Modi emphasized that this century is driven by technology and data. He said India is demonstrating the true power of democracy, demography and data to the world. Proceedings of both the Houses of Parliament were marred by multiple adjournments today over various issues. Treasury and opposition benches traded barbs over alleged bribery charges against a prominent Indian business group and alleged links of Congress leaders with a prominent US-based foundation. Amid the ongoing logjam, both houses were adjourned for the day. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri held talks with his Bangladesh counterpart Mohammad Jashimuddin in Dhaka this afternoon, including delegation-level discussions between the two neighbouring countries. Mr. Misri, who was on a day-long visit to Dhaka, also held a separate one-on-one meeting with the Bangladesh Foreign Secretary. Talking to reporters in Dhaka, Mr. Misri said that India desires a positive, constructive and mutually beneficial relationship with Bangladesh. The Foreign Secretary mentioned that he discussed the entire gamut of issues. The Foreign Secretary said they discussed certain recent developments and issues in Bangladesh, and he conveyed concerns, including those related to the safety and welfare of the minorities. INS Tushil, a latest multi-role stealth-guided missile frigate, has been commissioned into the Indian Navy in the presence of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh at Kaliningrad, a port city in Russia, today. INS Tushil is designed for blue water operations across the spectrum of naval warfare in all four dimensions: air, surface, underwater and electromagnetic. It is armed with a range of advanced weapons, including the jointly developed BrahMos supersonic cruise missiles and vertically launched Shtil surface-to-air missiles with enhanced ranges. Sanjay Malhotra will be the next governor of Reserve Bank of India. The Appointments Committee of the Cabinet approved his name. Mr. Malhotra appointed to the post for a period of 3 years, starting from the 11th of this month. The Rajasthan Cadre IAS officer of 1990 batch, he is presently serving as a revenue secretary in the Ministry of Finance. He will succeed Mr. Shaktikant Das. South Korean authorities have imposed a travel ban on President Yoon Suk-yeol, who is under investigation for his short-lived martial law declaration last Tuesday. The ban has been imposed by the Justice Ministry shortly after the Corruption Investigation Office for high-ranking officials announced that it had submitted a request for the order. According to local media, Yoon has been named as a suspect in simultaneous investigations over a surprise declaration of martial law. In the World Chess Championship underway in Singapore, Indian challenger D. Gukesh lost the 12th game to defending champion Ding Liren of China. This has again tied the score at 6 points each between the two. Gukesh had been ahead by 1 point after his second win on Sunday following 7 consecutive draws. Now 2 games are remaining in the 14-round classical format, requiring 1.5 points to win the title. And that is the end of this news bulletin.